I'm at home. I spend my time working in my garden, reading my football book and watching videos, training videos, reading football psychology and getting ready for my next assignment, you know, and I don't know what it's going to be. I've not been approached by anyone yet, but I believe that I've been in a very, very big branch and I've had a platform that should open avenues for me. I'm still positive I'll get a team that I'm going to coach and show that I can actually coach a football team.
Are you looking for a job only in Zimbabwe or elsewhere?
I'm fortunate enough in that I can go back to England anytime I want to. But I enjoyed my stint at Highlander, so I will stay a bit until the end of winter in the UK. I cannot go back now. I'm not going back to the winter, so I'll just stick around. If between now and the end of English winter, nothing comes out here, then I'll go back to the UK and do my A license or join some teams. There are some friends of mine that are saying that if I came there, I could join them in their coaching because their structures of various teams. So I'll see.
What's your general assessment of the quality of football in Zimbabwe?
Zimbabwe, there are people that run football and there are people that talk football. The people that run football are working very much to make football work in an economy that's not possible, and the people that talk football are doing nothing besides do the talk. So until the people that are in any office of any organization in Zimbabwe are supported by the people that talk, there's nothing that's going to happen because there's no money. There is nothing. There is no money to do anything, you know. It's a very dire situation when you're working on the ground. When the team turns up on Sunday, it is a miracle that it is actually turning up on Sunday because it's tough. It's tough. I see people slashing the national team people, and I wonder where they think that the money to run that national team is coming from. No one has such a setback before and said, oh, where does the money that run comes to run this is coming from? Everyone says, oh, why is the money? From where? You know, so the football is very difficult to run because of the level of understanding and supporting that is there for me. I think we need positive support, including put your money where your mouth is. I think for me that's very important. We've got millions and millions of supporters, but all we do is, I don't know, it's cut the two ways, nothing, or let's beat him up. Okay, all right, fine, let's beat him up. And then tomorrow, John Ngobe comes in. Oh, John Ngobe is doing what? Let's beat him up again. No, but the bottom line is, what are we doing? Are we helping? Are we adopting a player? Okay, take a player. Adopt one little boy. Adopt King. Adopt a little player and say, okay, I'm going to supply his boots and his tracksuit and so forth, you know. So football on the ground is very difficult for the men that are actually on the practical side of things.
What do you think should be done to rectify the situation, especially the problems that are always associated with the national team?
I really don't know. I think as long as we have got no income generating system to support any given team, be it national team or any other team, it's difficult for the people on the ground to support it. So it's not easy. I don't have solutions, you know, but I know the negative things that will impact of it. It is this. I don't know whether the Dubes are the right people to run the thing, but I'd rather have somebody that's coming in and saying, okay, as we come in, for starters, we are going to provide accommodation for this team, okay? That's fine. That's positive contribution. It is the wrong people running the thing, but we are doing something. I know this from experience. I ran a team in Europe and one of them, and I see so many people in that area shouting and raving. Yet every day the team has got a match. I need to buy food. I need to find accommodation for the camping night. I need to find transport. And all those people that say they support the team don't contribute nothing besides insults. So you need to be a little bit more involved in the running side of the team to really appreciate it. Sometimes people who shout insults are actually very negative people. Ask each one of them, what have you done yourself lately? Have you sponsored a junior? I'm going to talk to anyone and respect anyone who tells me that I've gone to the under-18s and I think the team is not doing well with the under-18s. I have adopted one boy that I sent to school that I buy books for. Whose phone numbers and parents I know? Then we're beginning to have progress. Otherwise, we're in trouble because at the end of the day, all these little boys is promised. Some guy comes in with a little bit of money and say, oh, I'll pay you fees. And that boy says he's turned, he's gone.
Any word for the Highlanders establishment?
I support Highlanders. I love Highlanders. I always support Highlanders. I can be removed from coaching Highlanders. I cannot be removed from being a Highlander person. The only thing I can say is that if we are all to support Highlanders, let us do it positively. Find something that you can do for the team that is tangible. Don't tell me ideas. Don't tell me who you want to be in or who you want to be. You go there and find someone that you sponsor, be it accommodation, be it a player, be it transport, because Bank ABC, ladies and gentlemen, only pays salaries. At the end of the day, if a boy needs a bandage, a cylinder, there is no money for that. Nothing. And until people realize that, they're backing up the wrong tree, saying, let's change people. Because unless you bring in a billionaire to be chairman, you are going to be the same problem.